Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. We're holding an Or LaDaf Dalet in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting in Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is introducing a new shita that what Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, says, Kol She'ein Lo Er Or Lo In Lo Revai. If you don't have the 3 years of Or Lo, so you don't have the din of the fourth year. What's the fourth year? Netar Revai. Netar Revai is the fourth year as a Kedusha, after bringing it to Yerushalayim. You must have the first 3 years of Arlot in order to get the Revai. Meaning, if he has a tree, for the first 3 years, he designated it as a fence and there's no Arlot, so that even though in the fourth year he turned it to be fruits, it's not going to have a din of Revai. Rabbi Yochanan Boy, we're going to add a question according to this. Does he have to have 3 years of Arlot? So Gemara explains, what is Rabbi Yochanan asking? If ein ika orlo pochad mishalosh shanim, meaning Rabbi Yochanan, after you, Rabbi Shmuel says you have to have orlo first. So Rabbi Yochanan is asking now, what about orlo itself? What about the years of orlo? Do you must have 3 years of orlo? What happens if you have a tree? The first year it was a fence, and then he changed it to be food. So now he has only 2 more years of orlo. Maybe he won't have it in orlo because orlo must have 3 full years. Rabbi says no, that's not the question. Ika revai tzrichale. We talk about only for the fourth year. Meaning, what Rav Yosi is saying is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, knew that even a portion of Orlo is Orlo. You don't have to have a full 3 years to have Orlo. It could be a tree that was a fence for a year or two, and then it turned into be food. Year number three, you will have a din Orlo. But regarding the fourth year, regarding Gedushas Revai, that's what he asked. Rabbi Shmuel required to have Orlo in order to have Revai. What happens if he didn't have full 3 years of Orlo? He had only 1 year of Orlo. Does he have Revai in the fourth year or not? Is the requirement to have full 3 years? Or the requirement is to have something of Orlo? As long as you have something of Orlo, then you have a year of four, the year four to be Revai. And the Gemara does not answer this question. Tani says the Gemara, Ilon, Shemiktsotsoi Natua Boretz, Umiktsotsoi Chutzorts. You have a tree which is partially planted in Eretz Yisrael, partially planted in Chutzorts. Mikivan Shemiktsotsoi Natua Boretz, Kilu Kului Boretz, Zivir Rebbe. Rebbe says, partial in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if it's all in Eretz Yisrael. As Reb Chaim points out, we're going to see in a moment in the Gemara, it's not because it's considered to be all in Eretz Yisrael for sure. It's because you have your mixture. You have a mixture of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lartz, so you have to go to the Chumra and treat it as if it's growing in Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Gemara with base. Rabbi Shmuel ben Gamliel lo imer, tzad ha-natua bo-aretz chayov, ha-natua chutz lartz potter. He says, no. If you have two sides of the tree, one part is growing, is planted in Eretz Yisrael, that side will be chayov in the maestris, like in Eretz Yisrael. The side which is planted in Chutzarts will have a din of Chutzarts and it will not be Chayav. Rabbi Avohu, B'shur Rabbi Yochanan, comes to explain what Rabbi said. Nasa ke tevel ke mousso merovin zebezer. Rabbi is saying, it's a mixture of tevel and maiser, and therefore every fruit that grows, you don't know what it is, so therefore you have to go to Chumra. So now the Gemara quotes the following thing. Rabbi Zehir B'shur Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Something going to be Kurim. Shoyresh potur poiter. Meaning, if you have a root that it does not have the obligation of Bikurim, it's poiter. What's the case? If a person is chayav to bring fruits of Bikurim only from his own land. But if he has a tree that has one root going into the land of his friend, so he won't be chayav in Bikurim. Because the shoresh poter is poiter. The fact that it's connected to his friend, so it's poter. Says the Gemara, oh, ma, ki Rebbe. That's like Rebbe we just mentioned. To Rebbe Omar, shoresh chayom chayim zemizeh. Rebbe said, if I have a root in Eretz Yisrael, a root in Chutzarets, so the root of Eretz Yisrael influences the entire tree. And the whole tree has a chiyuv ma'aser that leaves me sofek. So the same thing about Bikurim, when you have a tree and it has a root in the friend's property, so the tree is not considered to be 100% in the land of the owner, and it's not having Bikurim. Says the Gemara, no, it's not Rebbe. Divrei Kolei, here everybody is going to agree. And we explain this, the sugya like Reb Chaim, Hocha Shorish Potur Poiter. By Bikurim, you go based on the Shorish Hoshim, based on the roots. Because the exact concept is to go based on Naschot. And the tamer, Shorish Potur Poiter, B'Shorish Yashon, some take away the word Yashon, Shishu Mitoch Shaloh Toch Shechaveru. So if you have a Shorish going from his own land, the land of his friend, it's not anymore his own Adamo, and his Potur, meaning Bikurim. Avim Yishu Mechutzot Zoretz, but regarding Meiser, the Mechutzot Zoretz, according to Reb Chaim, the Gemara is not saying clearly what it's saying. Not saying chiluk between Bikurim and Meiser. The way the Gemara is written, is saying a chiluk between Shorish Potur and Chutzarts. But according to Reb Chaim, it really means the difference between Bikurim and Meiser. Bikurim depends on who the land belongs to, who's the root. But from chutzot to haaretz, they're not necessarily, we go based on the shayrish. We go based on the branches. And if the branches are in chutzot, so then nachayev and meiser, even though there's a root in Eretz Yisrael. Now there's other biurim in the sugyo. The Maharal Pulder, for example, he learns that when the Gemara says shayrish yashar, it means shayrish yashar. So it depends, there's a difference between an old root and a new root. Now, an old root is poiter bikurim, but not every root, not a regular root does a ptur. Continues the Gemara and says, you want to tell me shayrish potter or poiter? If I have a root, which is potter, causes a ptur, as we saw regarding bikurim that we mentioned. Vatanir b'yisoyimir afilu apnimi l'macho v'achitzu l'siag, our mishnah. When you have one tree, which the inner part is for food, and the outer part is for a fence, so you say the inner part is chayav in our law, the outer is not. Why? Why don't you say the same way you say when you have a root to the friend's field, it's poiter and bikurim, so we have a root that is potter because it's a fence, it should be poiter. And explains the chayav, don't tell me, okay, that's only bikurim, but not our law. Because our law also depends on shayrish, on the roots. As we're going to learn, so when you have a yaldosh esifcho beskein, you have a young tree which got mixed up with an old tree, it's part of an arlo because the roots of the old one are part of the young one. So you have a mixture, it's potter. So why don't you say the same thing when you have a tree which is half arlo and half not? Says the Gemara, Rav Zeyu Amar lo stam, Rav Zeyu answered this answer, stam with no mocker. Rav Loi b'shem lozer, Rav Loi said the name Rav Lozer. Hulach shevallo v'lechayvoy. Says the reason there is chayv and arlo, it's because even the part which is a fence, yes, it's potter and arlo right now because he designated it to be a fence. But if he's going to change his mind, make it into fruits, it will be chayav and arlo. So it does have a shayches to arlo. Right now it's potter because he meant for it to be a fence. But it's not completely removed from arlo. There's a way for it to be chayav and arlo. So that's why the other side will be chayav and arlo. But when you have a tree which is going into his friend's property, that part cannot be chayav and bikurim at all. So that's part of the entire tree. That's the chilik between the case of bikurim and the case of our mishnah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Dalet.